Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman in for Mike for the fastest 3 hours in radio. Wow. A couple of great hours there, and what you are about to hear, I think, will amaze you. What will amaze you is not just the content of what you're about to hear, but the fact that you're hearing it here perhaps for the first time, that this has not been picked up on any corporate media, despite the fact that the story of Sybelle Edmonds, the FBI translator, the former FBI translator turned whistleblower, was initially told years ago on 60 Minutes, picked it up back when Sybelle could not speak because she was gagged by the Bush administration under the state secrets privilege, the so-called draconian state secrets privilege. They gagged her twice. With that, the ACLU called her the most gagged woman in the history of the United States. And back then, 60 Minutes reported on it. In 2005, Vanity Fair reported on it. I think it was like a 5,000-word expose. Now, she was called recently to testify in a case in Ohio between Mean Gene Schmidt, Representative Schmidt, and her opponent, David Krikorian, because Schmidt is claiming false statements made by Krikorian, who claimed that she accepted blood money from Turkish agents in this fight over the Armenian genocide. It goes back 100 years, but it's still a hugely contentious topic in Congress. Well, the Obama administration did not invoke the state secrets privilege and allowed Sybelle Edmonds to speak. It was a 3 or 4 hour deposition. You're about to hear selections, extended selections from that deposition for the first time. We released the entire deposition, transcript and videotape at bradblog.com, excuse me, about 2 weeks ago, at least 2 weeks ago. Not a single mainstream media outlet has picked it up, despite the allegations she makes. In this case, we're going to hear about allegations against current and former Congress members who you are familiar with. You will recognize these folks. Please note that Sybelle is careful to not violate her non-disclosure agreements with the FBI, so she has to speak around a few different things. And this is a full 6-minute clip. We're going to have more ahead, but you need to hear this because she's talking about bribery and blackmail of current and former members of Congress. Never heard before on the air. Her under oath deposition from August 8, 2008. Tony?
Now, on that website, on this state secrets privilege gallery, it seems like you have photographs of various individuals.
Yes.
Is Dan Burton one of the people who's in the gallery?
His pictures is there, yes.
Okay. Why is his picture there?
Those pictures, his and others, are there because state secrets privilege was mainly invoked to cover up those individuals' illegal, extremely illegal activities against the United States citizens who were involved in operations that were, again, against border foreign governments and foreign entities, against the United States' interests.
Dan Burton is a representative member of Congress from Indiana?
I believe he is.
Okay. It also appears that you have a photograph of Dennis Hastert. In the gallery?
Yes.
Okay, and why is his photograph there?
He would be one of the primary U.S. persons involved in operations and activities that are not legal, not for the interest of the United States, but for the interest of foreign governments and foreign entities.
Okay. Now, and again, Mr. Hastert was the Speaker of the House, representative from Illinois.
At the time, he was.
Can you tell me anything about what your concerns are about Mr. Hastert?
The concerns, again, would be in several categories. Acceptance of large sums of bribery in forms of cash or laundered cash, and laundering it to make it look legal for his campaigns and also for his personal use, in order to do certain favors and call for certain actions and make certain things happen for foreign entities and foreign governments' interests, Turkish government's interests and Turkish business entities' interests.
Did you have reason to believe that Mr. Hastert, for example, killed one of the Armenian genocide resolutions in exchange for money from these Turkish organizations?
Yes, I did.
Are you aware of other members of Congress other than Mr. Hastert taking money from Turkish organizations in exchange for denying the Armenian genocide?
Yes, and not only taking money, but other activities too, including being blackmailed for various reasons.
Steven Solars is on in your gallery as well. I believe he's a representative from New York. Is that correct?
He used to be.
Was.
Correct. He is a registered lobbyist for the or was a registered lobbyist for the government of Turkey.
Mr. Hastert is also a registered lobbyist for the government of Turkey now.
That's what I have read, and it was announced. Yes, he is.
And why is Mr. Solars in your gallery?
Mr. Solars and certain others in the gallery, as lobbyists, they also acted as conduits to deliver or launder contribution and other briberies to certain members of Congress, but also in pressuring outside Congress, and including blackmail in certain members of Congress.
And Mr. Solars and others would be doing this on behalf of these Turkish organizations?
And the Turkish government, correct, both.
Would you say that, would it be your opinion that the Turkish government, through these Turkish organizations in the United States and otherwise, has corrupted members of Congress?
Absolutely, yes.
And is that based on you just speculating, or is it based on something else?
Based on documented and provable facts and files, and based on facts, 100%, and documented facts.
It looks like you have a photo of Bob Livingston on your gallery as well.
Yes.
And I believe he was a congressman from, Louisiana at some point.
Correct.
He was the one that was going to be the speaker, but then left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why is he in your gallery?
Until 1999, until he left for activities that he was engaged not very legal activities on behalf of foreign interests and entities, and after 1999 acting as a conduit to again further foreign interests both overtly and covertly as a lobbyist but also as an operative.
When you say as an operative, what do you mean by that?
In order to explain, I will give you an example maybe. Is that okay?
Sure.
Just a hypothetical example?
It's okay with me.
Okay. If an individual has a company set up and clients in offshore islands like Cayman Islands, for example, and is able to, as an operative, to launder money by foreign entities that were obtained illegally, and some of them had to do with narcotics, and use these Cayman Islands offshore accounts to do that, and then some of that money goes to the congressional people. I would call that not overt. I would call that covert operations, covert operative operations for that person, but rather than the classic lobbying operation.
One of the other entries in your Wikipedia entry in this case, that the entry says, Edmonds also accuses Dennis Hastert of taking bribes.
Yes.
And then it says, and high-ranking members of the U.S. government sold nuclear secrets to Turkey and Pakistan. Did you allege that high-ranking members of the U.S. government had sold nuclear secrets to Turkey and Pakistan?
That they were involved in operations that were obtaining illegally U.S. weapons and nuclear-related technology and sell it to foreign governments and also foreign independent operatives.
All right, what you're hearing there is Sybelle Edmonds in an under oath deposition. She is a former FBI translator. Her information comes, what she did while she was working there was a listen to wiretaps of criminal investigations that were going on. She is speaking of Dan Burton, Republican from Indiana, still serves in the House, Denny Hastert. And she speaks about some $500,000 in bribes and blackmail that the Speaker of the House, then Speaker of the House, received from Turkish agents. Pretty serious allegations. Steven Solars, also from a Democrat from New York, Bob Livingston, Republican from Louisiana, saying essentially that he helped to launder money offshore. I want to apologize, by the way, for the sound quality there from that deposition. That was a videotape of a deposition. Sybil Edmonds speaking for the first time after being gagged by the Bush administration, who said that what she had to say was so important to national security that she must be kept quiet. I should point out that the DOJ's Inspector General report on her allegations called them credible, serious, and warranting a thorough and careful review by the FBI. Senator Grassley and Leahy wrote letters on her behalf and told 60 Minutes, Grassley did, that absolutely she's credible, and the reason I feel she's very credible is because people within the FBI have corroborated a lot of her story. She has more remarkable allegations ahead, more Congress folks, more on nuclear secrets being sold, as our U.S. Congress members have been watching, and more operatives in the U.S. Congress, including one woman who she says was videotaped in a lesbian affair. All of that and more straight ahead.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Take a tip, button up your lip. Don't get yourself unstrung.
Harm may come
just from a slip of the tongue.
Don't talk about the weather.
It's a military secret.
All right.
Just keep it.
Welcome back
together
to the Mike Malloy program.
That's the safest way to keep it.
Brad Friedman in for Malloy. My thanks to Christine Blasdale for the suggestion of that song, Military Secrets. We are listening to the never heard on the air before extended excerpts from former FBI translator Sybil Edmonds' recent deposition in Ohio in the Schmidt versus Krikorian case. She had been gagged for, what are we talking about now? Oh, about 5 years. She was hired by the FBI to be a translator to listen to wiretaps after 2001, after 9/11 2001. Actually, she was hired on September 15th of 2001, as I recall. And in that last clip, and I think we're going to have to wait for the next break, actually, Tony, to play this, because it's also another long clip where she talks about more members of Congress who she alleges were bribed, were blackmailed, were hooked, if you will, by Turkish agents and others into doing all sorts of things, amongst them allowing our nuclear secrets to be sold, to be taken from military installations and sold into the black market. Her story has been picked up not by the U.S. media of late, but the Sunday Times of London, who broke some of her story a year or two ago when she had been over at the Brad blog and announced that she would now tell her story to anyone, that she was ready to defy her state secrets gag that had been placed on her twice by John Ashcroft and the Bush administration because, presumably, her information was so explosive that it couldn't be discussed publicly in any way. She is now doing so, and yet the yawn from the corporate media, and you're right, I am the mainstream media, as I believe Tim points out to me in the Brad blog chat room, the corporate media apparently doesn't give a damn. Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, taking $500,000 at least in bribes from Turkish interests. An FBI, former FBI translator making these claims, translator that has been called by the Department of Justice IG, Glenn Fine, credible, serious, warranting a thorough and careful review by the FBI. Senators Grassley and Leahy wrote letters on her behalf to the DOJ. Absolutely, she's credible, Chuck Grassley told 60 Minutes. And yet, these allegations of current and former Congress members taking bribes, being infiltrated by the Turkish government, selling our nuclear secrets. Yeah, I realize it sounds like a spy novel. It sounds like a Tom Clancy novel or something. And maybe it is. And maybe her allegations don't hold up. But they seem newsworthy, do they not? At least as newsworthy as this jackass from South Carolina yelling out lie at a presidential speech. I'd love to see them debunked. But if they're not reported, if they're not investigated, now we do have other FBI folks who have stood behind Sibel. She founded the National Security Whistleblower Center. They have said Sibel is credible as well, that these are serious allegations. We're talking about folks, Republicans, Democrats, independents alike. I think they're notable, and that's why I'm playing extended clips on the air. And there's a lot more that she talks about. You can see the entire videotape for yourself and, you know, decide if she's credible. We got it all over at bradblog.com. We're pulling out just some of the sections here where she talks about congressional corruption, but she also talks about State and Defense Department officials, high ranking. We're talking folks like Richard Pearl, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, Mark Grossman. He was the third highest official at the State Department in the Bush State Department. She says that he tipped off Turkish agents to Valerie Plame's Brewster Jennings as far back as 2001. These are some extraordinary allegations, and if they're not legitimate, fine. Let's see the evidence that they're not. But the media needs to do its job. They're not willing to do the job. I am willing to be the media. More from the Sibel Edmonds deposition about a current sitting Democratic congresswoman being blackmailed and another Republican being blackmailed straight ahead after this. Destiny. Burning down the house, indeed. We're listening to the Sibel Edmonds sworn deposition that she gave August 8th, 2009, just over one month ago. We released the deposition in full 2 weeks ago. She's a former FBI translator who was hired after 9/11 to listen to wiretaps in the counterintelligence division of the FBI going back to as far back as 96. She has already named, she was gagged by the Bush administration under the state secrets privilege twice, such that the ACLU, who helped her bring her case all the way to the Supreme Court, called her the most gagged woman in the history of America. She has already talked about bribery and blackmail of Congress members such as Dan Burton from Indiana, still in Congress, Denny Hastert, former Speaker, Stephen Solars, Bob Livingston, and the sale of nuclear weapons to Turkey and Pakistan as these folks watched and maybe received hundreds of thousands of dollars. In this clip coming up here, she speaks more about the more Congress members. She names more names, including one who she doesn't name, a congresswoman, a Democrat. She doesn't say she's a Democrat here, but I've confirmed it with her later, who was apparently quote-unquote hooked into a sexual affair and videotaped, a lesbian affair and videotaped. We apologize for the sound quality here of these clips, but it's important to get them out. And that's what we're trying to do, because in the 2 weeks since I've released them at bradblog.com, not a single mainstream corporate media outlet has covered this. By the way, Mike Malloy has, and he had me on to talk about these allegations. But only now are we hearing these tapes for the first time on the broadcast airwaves. So let's go into this second clip here. Tony, she speaks again about this state secrets privilege gallery, these pictures she put on her website when she couldn't name names, but she did put up some photographs, and now she's naming names.
We've talked about some members of Congress having connections with the Turkish government or Turkish organizations. Are there others that you're aware of, other than the ones we've discussed
congressional members?
Congressional members?
Yes.
Can you identify some of them?
Their pictures are on the I have pictures included on my website, okay. And they can be identified. There are several there, outside the ones you named. Others have been identified. They're all identified as public information.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Lantis is one of them. Mm-hmm. I believe he passed away. And Tom Lantis' office would be not only with the bribe, but also in disclosing highest level protected U.S. intelligence and weapons technology information, both to Israel and to Turkey. His office was also involved with that. It was not only bribery, but it was other very serious criminal conduct. Roy Blunt is there. There is an individual with a question mark there. The reason it's a question mark is I was terminated by April 2002, but this particular congresswoman, these Turkish organizations and operatives, if they can't do it via money, they do via blackmail. So they collect information on sexual lives and other information like that.
Mm-hmm.
And with this particular congresswoman, between 2000 and until I left, this congresswoman is married to children, grown children, but she is bisexual. So they had sent Turkish female agents, and that Turkish female agent worked for Turkish government, and had sexual relationship with this congresswoman in her townhouse, actually in this area. And the entire episodes of their sexual conduct was being filmed because the entire house, this congressional woman's house, was bugged. And so they had all that documented to be used for certain things that they wanted to request, but I left, so I don't know whether that congresswoman complied and gave. That's why I couldn't use her name, because I meant her face, because I don't know if she did anything illegal afterwards, but information was being collected for blackmail purposes and her lesbian relationship, and the Turkish entities wanted both congressional-related favoritism from her, but also her husband was in a high position in the area in the state she was elected from, and the Turkish entities ran certain illegal operations, and they wanted her husband's help. But I don't know if she provided them with those. I left. I was terminated.
Can you tell me how you know all that? Everything you just told me?
I can't discuss the intelligence gathering method by the FBI, but in general terms, when foreign targets among themselves discuss how they were going to achieve certain goals, objectives, and if those communications are collected and recorded, not only communications, but in some cases, the involved field office can send surveillance team to see that actually they implemented. For example, if they say that somebody says at 5 o'clock they're going to bug this house, the surveillance team would go out and see that, yeah, in fact, these people broke it. And so there were various ways of things were collected.
Right. So but just to make sure I understand this, Turkish entities were at least preparing to blackmail this congressman.
Correct.
And is this congressman still a sitting member of Congress?
Yes.
And why, if you know, they want to blackmail this congressman?
I don't know what reasons they had, why they just didn't do money. They needed... I was trained as a language specialist by my agent to find pertinent information. And one of the things that we were taught in the FBI, everyone was taught in the counterintelligence, that the target U.S. persons, whether they are in Congress or executive branch or whatever, first go by foreign entities through what they refer to as hooking theory. And it was very common. It's a very common way of trying to find vulnerability, and that is sexual, financial, any other kinds of greed. And it was done a lot. It was being done a lot. And in some cases, certain people from Pentagon would send a list of individuals with access to sensitive data, whether weapons technology or nuclear technology. And this information would include all their sexual preference, how much they owed on their home, if they have gambling issues. And the State Department, high-level State Department person would provide it to these foreign operatives. And those foreign operatives then would go and hook those Pentagon people, whether they were at RAND or some other Air Force base. And the hooking period would take sometimes 6 months, sometimes 1 year. They would ask for a small favor. But eventually, after they would do the target, the U.S. person, some small favors, then they would go blackmail, and then that person would give them everything. Nuclear-related information, weapons-related information, it always worked for them. So it was not always money.
It was not only money. It was not always money. That was Sybil Edmonds in her sworn deposition, the former FBI translator, heard for the first time on the airwaves here. She has named, as far as folks taking bribes and being blackmailed, Dan Burton, Republican of Indiana, Dennis Hastert, Republican of Illinois, Stephen Solars, Democrat of New York, Bob Livingston, Republican of Louisiana, Tom Lantos, now in this last segment, Tom Lantos, Democrat from California who's now deceased. She talks about weapons sales to Turkey and Israel, weapons technology sold to Turkey and Pakistan. Also, she mentions Roy Blunt. I think she speaks about Roy Blunt a little bit more in this next clip. It's a little shorter. And the unnamed congresswoman, Democrat, who she does not name because she does not know if, in fact, she was ultimately blackmailed or did anything criminally. Because before she left the FBI in 2002, and she doesn't know the end of that story. So she did not name her name. The other ones she named, she does allege they in fact, are bribed or blackmailed and performed criminal acts that are treasonous against this country. But this woman she doesn't know, this married congresswoman who was, quote-unquote, hooked into having a sexual affair, a lesbian affair, with a Turkish agent, and the entire episode was filmed, videotaped. We're going to play, I think we got time for one more clip here before we have to get to a break. Let's go to, where are we here? Clip three. All right, clip three. Sybil Edmonds discusses more about the hooking techniques that are used, more details on Dennis Hastert and his activities, more details on Roy Blunt, a bit of how these folks use these PACs to distribute money to Congress members and other high officials.
In your experience, I mean, was this hooking technique used with other members of Congress by Turkish enemies?
When I worked for the FBI, I worked on operations that were not only current, but a specific period of 1996 till 2001 December, 2002 January. So there were a lot of things that a search and field office had provided me to go over, and some of that I didn't complete. But one example would be with regard to Mr. Hastert. For example, he used a townhouse that was not his residence, and for certain not very morally accepted activities. Now, whether that was being used as blackmail, I don't know. But the fact that foreign entities knew about this, in fact, they sometimes participated in some of those not maybe morally well activities in that particular townhouse that was supposed to be an office, not a house, residence, a certain hours, certain days, evenings of the week. So I can't say if that was used as blackmail or not, but certain activities, they were shared, they were known.
Why is Roy Blunt on your in your gallery?
Be one of the individuals who was the recipient of both legally and illegally raised donations, campaign donations from foreign entities.
And what foreign entities?
The ones that I'm aware of, Turkish entities. Yeah. It's just like a network, because those people, they work together. And I don't have expertise in PAC, but there are so many ways that these PAC things can be not very legally distributed from one person's, let's say, Mr. Hastert's campaign to that individual, or let's say if it's a foreign registered lobbyist, like Livingston can get foreign money, but then clean it and then give it through him. It's just so many ways. It's a very complicated maze-like network and how they get this money cleared and into people, into people's pocket and also their campaign.
Has it come to your attention that some members of Congress, once they've left Congress, like Dennis Hastert, engage in lobbying for the Turkish government?
Dennis Hastert is known publicly. Stephen Solaris is known publicly. He used to be a congressman, and then he became lobbyist as soon as he left, both for Israel and Turkey. Bob Livingston, within a year after he left Congress, he became the paid lobbyist for the government of Turkey, and he's registered under their FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act. But then there are people who work for these lobbying firms who are not the top, but they have received their share while they were working, whether they are in Pentagon. One person was Defense Intelligence Agency person, Dana Bauer, and now she works for Bob Livingston. But this individual, Ms. Bauer, did a lot of favors and illegal favors for government of Turkey and others, and then was hired by Livingston and put on a big salary to represent Turkish government. So it's not only top tier, the lobbying firm, but even the people who work for them later and the various layers of those people.
Okay. So she talked about Denny Hastert, not very morally accepted activities. Roy Blunt, who is a congressman from Missouri, Republican, who's now running for Senate. I believe he's going to be running for Senate for the state of Missouri. Being involved in this as well. By the way, Dennis Hastert, now that he's out of Congress, is working for a lobbyist on behalf of the Turkish government, making $35,000 a month. Brad Friedman, in for Malloy. You're listening to the Sibel Edmonds Depositions. One more break, a little bit more Sibel, and we'll be back.
They say free when you're
not afraid, not petrified. We're going to stare down the bad guys, and that's what we're doing here. If you are as amazed as I have been by these disclosures from former FBI translator Sibel Edmonds, I hope you will share this hour far and wide and point folks towards the deposition. You can read the transcript in full. You can see the video in full. There's about 3 or 4 hours of it over at bradblog.com. I've been trying to get it out, so I'm just playing it on the radio at this point. We're only focusing on the allegations about Congress members. Believe me, there is a lot more in her allegations. Where the hell is the corporate mainstream media out there? You got me. No idea why they're not covering this, investigating this, even debunking it, if that's necessary. I did hear from Sibel this morning that there may be another article coming out in a major newspaper next week. I suspect it won't be a U.S. paper. I'm going to play one more short clip here, 1 minute from the deposition of Sibel Edmonds, FBI translator, talking about the allegations she's made about all of these Congress members. Tony?
So if I were to say that if I were a congressperson and I'm taking money from the Turkish government, either directly or indirectly, would it be a fair statement that I'm taking money from a government that has engaged in policies and practices that have cost American lives?
Correct.
The people you've identified, the people that you've talked about today, you're certain about?
Yes.
What you've told me today about those people is not based on speculation?
No.
Any doubt in your mind that the Turkish government has cost American lives?
No.
Caused the loss of American lives?
No. And not only American lives, even in other countries and some innocent American lives too, yes.
Any question in your mind based on everything that you've experienced that the Turkish government has infiltrated members of Congress to get their support against or their opposition to the Armenian genocide resolution?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. These are not speculations based on speculations. These are based on what she says she heard. Translating wiretaps from 1996 to 2002. These are the some of the allegations that led the Bush administration to use the draconian state secrets privilege to shut her up for the last 5 years. She is no longer shut up. She is speaking out, but she is apparently still shut out and shut up because the corporate mainstream media, now that she's talking, don't seem to give a damn. Those tapes you've heard here for the first time on the air, I do hope you will share them far and wide. I hope you will contact your favorite media outlet and ask them why the hell they are not investigating what this FBI whistleblower has said. Do you suspect if Sybil Edmonds had said Nancy Pelosi was taking $500,000 in bribes, as she said Denny Hastert did, you suppose the media would report it then? Yeah, I think so. My thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino, producer Desi Doyen, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, Agent 99 at Bradblog, of course, K-Talk AM 1150 for hosting me, Mike and Kathy Malloy for letting me sit in. Please stay tuned if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com to Head On with Bob Kincaid. My thanks to Eric Larson for helping to put together some of those Sybil Edmonds clips. We will be back here tomorrow night for the 8th anniversary of 9/11. I hope you'll join me. Until then, I will see you at bradblog.com. Good night, America.